You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show.
Hello.
We thank you for joining us on this Monday, March 18th, 2024. Michael, Don, Peter with you until 6:30. So many things to talk about, so many things to ponder and do. Peter, you look tremendous. We're not on yes right now because of the Yankee game, but you look great.
You like the look today.
Yeah, you really look
good. You know what? I'm feeling something right now that only you're the only person here who can relate.
Okay.
Is there anything worse than the feeling, and I'm sure you've been through this when you're dieting at times, is there anything worse than feeling fat as a house and being hungry? Like, you're starving yourself, but you also aren't fitting into your clothes right because you're still not there.
But you don't look like you've gained any weight. Why are your clothes not fitting?
This is just these suits, like, I can put them on, but the jacket doesn't fit.
And what are you losing weight for? WrestleMania?
We got WrestleMania in a couple weeks. I got brand new tux, and I fit into the tuxes, but I want them to button comfortably. I want to, like, camera and look good. So Don and I were getting very serious. Changing our coffee orders from our Repug-like Starbucks milkshakes to get an actual coffee. We're taking things serious.
I felt awful on the trip because I wasn't doing kickboxing. I did it on Monday, and then I couldn't do it until today because I was away.
Week off.
And I was trying to do it on my own in the gym, and I hit my step mark, you know, for like 15,000 steps a day.
But I
felt like a fat piece of garbage because I wasn't going to kickboxing.
Look at you.
Until... Uh-huh. One of the nights, I come home, take my belt off, right? I realized that I took my jeans off, and I never unbuttoned them or unzipped them.
So you weren't fat.
So I was really impressed with myself. So I went out and, you know...
Gorge
like
yourself.
10, no, but I was like, oh, that's...
Did you have...
That was an emotional moment for me.
But you should have... You just didn't realize that you'd already been doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty... It was pretty cool.
Did you... what did you have for your... Did you have a nice, glorious meal on your travel in Pittsburgh or Tampa?
We went out to, it's right on the water.
You had a great burger at the Rutherford.
I had a very nice burger at the Rutherford. They did a great job.
I didn't have the food. Had a great time though.
We all went out to dinner on Wednesday. It's American, what's the place in Tampa? It's right on the water. American.
Graffiti.
No, you don't know it, Michael?
No.
And I had a nice meal there. I had the steak Fritz.
Fritz.
I don't know. I don't know.
And Drop Madness 2025 underway.
But if you don't know.
You don't know.
If you don't know and it's spelled F-R-I-T-E-S. Right. Well,
but T-T-E-S.
But do you not know what makes drops funny? What, it makes it funny when we don't know.
I know, because
Fritz? Someone's dog. It's a dog.
I'm
steak.
In a really bad place with Michael today.
Why?
What happened?
No, because he basically thinks I've got mental problems and I really take exception to that.
No, that's not what he meant.
I told him a story back in my childhood. He thinks that the piece of garbage teacher that thought that I needed to go to see a shrink might have had made a cogent
salient point.
A salient and cogent point, even though my father almost put him through a window.
By the way, that was very inappropriate of your father.
It was the 70s. You were allowed to do that.
My dad, I didn't say this. My dad did the same thing. There was a guy, I got into a fist fight with a guy. And
I've heard this story.
I guess it was junior high. And the guy, you know, pulled us aside and said, "A plague on both your houses," which is a Shakespearean.
The guy
line.
Said that,
yeah, because which means it's both of your fault, you know.
Right. Okay.
But I told my father. He said, "What?" He drove to the school. The guy sees him coming down the hall. All right, my father was in his late 60s at this point, and my father is jogging after him. Finally, catches him and
grabs him by the neck and lifts him up against the wall. Guy's feet are dangling. He said, "A plague on my house, and my mother's pulling him away."
Right.
By the way, I just want to be clear.
Love the man.
Your father, with all due respect, right. He's no longer with us, was an animal.
No, right. He wasn't.
That's insane behavior.
It's animalistic. And also, let's be honest, he wasn't as smart as you.
He was smarter than me.
No, but he was offended. Stop. But he was offended by...
I didn't know either. I didn't know what that
meant. Yeah, but you were an adult.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, who would know take offense, a plague though. On both your houses?
Yeah, but you would.
I didn't know it.
But you would now, because you're very well read. You're learned. You're a learned man.
The only reason I know now is because of what happened then. I never read that but book still, by Shakespeare.
So according to the stories from Michael and Don, teachers in the 70s, I mean, this was a dangerous job. Fathers were just showing up and attacking
people.
Can I
tell you one thing, though? And this is going to cause a big problem. They were better times.
You think so?
Well, much better times.
Well, I mean, at least the teachers...
You can discipline your child. Teachers, you can't do that anymore.
Teachers were being held accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, not now. Please.
Now, oh, by the way, thanks to Bernie. American Social. That was the name of the restaurant.
American Social.
In Tampa. Oh, it's Bernie on Twitter. But he was right. American Social.
Who went? Never,
me, Sam Rosen, Dave Maloney.
Throw the record books out.
From the MSG TV.
Did Sam pick up the whole bill because he's got the most money?
No, we went...
Really? Interesting.
We broke it down to the fours. Well,
Sam's making the most money, I'm saying.
I don't know that.
I know that. He
makes more money during Ranger games. Does he mean he's richer than all the people at the table? You don't know. Dave played in the NHL. I make a nice living.
Nah, Sam's in the Hall of Fame.
Sam's in the Hall of Fame, but, you know... Peter, Hall of Fame doesn't guarantee you wealth, does it?
Not at all.
It helps. So, Charlie is sitting on my lap watching a game, and he starts to, like, pull at the pusik.
At yours?
Yeah. Well, okay. He doesn't have his own pusik.
Not yet.
And he says to me, he goes, "Can you get lice in a pusik?" Which I thought was a very deep question.
Yeah, you could.
He's a very smart man.
If you don't have maintenance.
And then I'm at a St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday, and a guy walks up to me, an older gentleman, and said, "Love the pusik." It's now become part of the vernacular.
I like it.
You like it.
I do. Right now, I like it. I can understand you not liking it, but
I don't dislike it.
One of the best, because everybody's sending, "You look like this guy, you look like that guy.
Maynard G. Krebs."
No, but the one that I think is the most accurate and could be flattering, I'm not sure how you'll take it, is James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
He's around the same age as you, very physically fit, very talented individual. There's nothing wrong with looking like James Hetfield, is it, Peter?
Can
you envision what he looks like?
Yes, he does look like that. Like I said, it just makes him look like serious or something. You know, you look like a nozzle.
Oh, I am.
Wait, no, I like it.
No,
and then they throw the glasses in there.
The full beard was where it was at for Michael.
That's a unique look. I'd keep it.
I can't. Got to get rid of it soon. 1-800-919-3776. So St. John's is not in the NCAA.
After you all but guaranteed it.
I did not, you liar.
I thought it was enough. It depends. Are you looking at it analytically?
Well, all the conference tournaments.
That's what kills
North
you.
North Carolina State beating North Carolina kills them. Ironically enough, Rick Pitino's son winning that conference tournament getting an automatic big killed them.
But you know what I think the story is behind all this?
But they weren't even the first four out. They were the second four out. So they weren't that close.
And they weren't that close. Seton Hall, the same thing.
Seton Hall was in the final, first four.
But here's where I think the story is, because there's always going to be snubs, and you could take the deep dive on whether it's deserved, whether it's not deserved, the inconsistencies and all that. And I heard all the theories that they got killed by Georgetown and DePaul being so bad. Certainly the Big East is a conference that should have more than just three teams representing them, especially since those three teams are in the top 15. But Rick Pitino taking the high road and yet still not going to the NIT. Like, that's what's weird to me. Like, when I the first bit of the information that I got was that they refused the invitation to the NIT. So then I'm thinking, well, Pitino's going to be beside himself. And then I heard him, his quotes, and he was cool.
But here's
why. He took the high road.
But here's why they did it. If he had told the players you're going to play in the NIT, it was him. The portal starts today, which is a disgrace. The portal starts today. They've got to fill seven spots for next year. He's got to be working it. He and his staff, they can't be preparing for a nothing NIT game. I don't know why the NIT exists anymore. That makes sense. Doesn't make sense. But more so than St. John's not getting in, Seton Hall doesn't get in, Providence doesn't get in. Guys, The Big East is considered the second or third best conference in the country.
Well, they got the best team.
They have three teams. Danny Hurley, who we're going to have on at 5:30 today, has said, he said this on Saturday, he thought that the Big East had to get six teams in. They got three teams in.
That's crazy. So it's Creighton, Marquette, and UConn.
Yeah.
And they're in the top 15. I think Creighton's, what, 13?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's Joe Lunardi on ESPN, and he explains why St. John's was left out.
I think Villanova's collapse hurt St. John's because those were two of the Johnny's signature wins during the year, one by 10 on the road and by 20 at home. And, you know, Villanova was pretty bad at the end. By all rights, should have gone out a night earlier in the Big East against DePaul.
Yes.
Some of it was out of St. John's control. And outside of the Villanova sweep, the wins just weren't there.
Yeah, the quad one wins. I think they had four that had a very bad record in quad one games. So you can't just, the fact that they finished with six straight wins, you can't ignore the fact that they were awful before that.
They were awful before that. And what's the level of quality in the six wins that they had? Because I think they did play DePaul and Georgetown in that stretch as well. Now, you talk about the portal. Well, Holloway doesn't have that concern in Seton Hall. Why are they playing in the NIT then? Yeah,
that's a good point. Well, here is Tom Crean talking about teams turning down the NIT.
I love what I'm doing here at ESPN. I really do. I love the people I work with, whether I'm doing games, whether I'm in the studio. I love that. And I love being a part of a group. I would walk barefoot to go coach a team tomorrow to practice to get ready to play in the tournament, to play in the NIT. And I don't have any sympathy. I get it. You know, people, well, you don't understand the portal's this and the NIL this, and we got to get into the portal. We've got the biggest staffs we've ever had in college basketball, okay? We've got more coaches than we've ever had. The better teams have general managers. The going rate for the portal right now and for paying, you know, NIL, whatever we want to call it, last year it might be $350,000 to $400,000, maybe high end to get somebody. Maybe it started at $250,000, got to $350,000, $400,000, $450,000. Some people in the 600s. I'm sure there are even people that are more. Okay, it's in the $350,000 to $400,000s, and a lot of times right now in the Power Fives to start. You know what? So what?
Well, there you have it. So I hear what you're saying, Don. The NIT used to be some sort of nice consolation prize where you get more time with your team. But this team is going to be completely different next year. That's what the NCAA is now. You're not keeping teams together.
No, I get it, but at least it's a couple of more games possibly for those guys to get a chance to play.
Yeah.
I mean, how many guys played their last game?
Besides that part, though, besides the emotional part of you just feel for the kids and want them to get to play another game, Michael, I'm with you. I never, as a fan, had an interest. It means nothing to me. I do not care about my team playing the NIT. I may have watched Maryland play in the NIT. It was always so depressing. I didn't have any interest.
When Fordham was in the NIT, as a student, it was exciting. You know, he thought it was pretty cool. But now, when you look at it, 68 teams go. There are 350 Division I teams. I mean, what does the NIT mean? Are you hanging a banner if you won the NIT?
I don't know. Again, I'm old school with it. If I were on a team and I played, you know, in high school to be able to play another game, another couple of games with my guys. If I was a coach, to coach those players one or two more games, three more games. For Seton Hall, Seton Hall feels job that they didn't go to the NCAA tournament. They're the one seed in the NIT. Like, what better way to stick it to the tournament than to go out there and win the NIT?
Yeah, but what does it mean? It means you're 69th best team.
I don't know. You get to play. I mean, you get to play, what, but you know, four more games?
How about in football? FSU, all their players wouldn't play in the bowl game that wasn't a playoff game. That happened in football all the time. If we're not going to play for the national championship, we're out.
But a lot of those guys are making that decision because they don't want to get hurt because they want to go and get drafted.
Right.
I mean, is that the decision that's being made here? I don't want to get hurt in the NIT and hurt my draft qualification. Like, the guy that's going to go in the first round of the draft probably doesn't feel any need to go do that. But I'm sure there's a lot of kids on that football team who said, boy, I'd love to play in the Citrus Bowl because it's the last chance I'm going to get a chance to play in a college football game. I would think that percentage is way higher in college basketball. This decision isn't being made because of the guys that are going to be going on to the NBA draft in a couple of months. They're not going because you said they've got to get their ducks in a row for the portal.
Yep.
But I'm sure there's some kids that would love a chance to play for something, to finish up their season on the court. I mean, you sit there thinking you have another game. And then that gets taken away from you. All right, it's not the game you thought. But really, I mean, let me ask you this. Other than the fact that it gets you into the dance, if you're playing on that Tuesday or Wednesday and you lose, was that game any different than winning a couple of games in the NIT?
Yeah, because it means more. You're in the final 68 of the country. You're in the tournament.
No, I get it, but you're playing for a chance to be a 16 seed, in all likelihood getting walloped by the number one, as opposed to maybe playing 3-4 games of the NIT, a few more games. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's nothing to be as proud as an NCAA championship, but at least it's something, especially if you're a senior, especially if you're somebody that's not going to play for St. John's anymore, that you get the chance to play a few more games with your teammates.
I'm sure he spoke to the kids, and they probably didn't want to do it.
Then I've got no kick coming. If they don't want to go, they don't want to go. I'm not going to defend them. But I just know if I played, Michael, and I did, you know, I played in high school. It was pretty sad the last game that I played. If I could have played a few more games of baseball with my buddies and my teammates, well, I wouldn't want to do that. Especially if I know I've got no future, that I'm not going on to the NBA. I'm not going to go play in Europe. This is it. This might be the last basketball game that I'll ever play in anger in my life. Am I cool to see a missed opportunity in the NIT?
A good point, but to me, the bigger question is this. Why are you starting the transfer portal today? Why can't you start it after the final game? Why? It doesn't make sense, because there's people that are going to be playing in the NCAA tournament that are knowing they're going to transfer. Mm-hmm. They know. They're playing for one school with their name across chest, and they're planning on transferring. Why can't you wait until after the NCAA tournament? And then all of a sudden the NIT becomes more plausible, and you really don't have a legitimate reason to pass on it. Because that's what they're doing. I mean, that's the way they're spinning this. We're passing on it because of the fact we've got to get our ducks in a row. Yeah. We got to get these players in.
But as Lenardi said, I mean, they got a staff of people. I mean, you could still get it done.
Yeah, but Rick Pitino is the guy who's going to seal any deal.
And the championship's still at the Garden in the NIT, right? That doesn't have any value to St. John's?
I'm not sure.
The fact that I'm even asking you tells you the level that the NIT's at. I always knew for me that it was always at the Garden. I don't know if that's changed.
So we'll take your phone calls in just a moment.
Oh, it's in Indy now? All right.
Well, wow. Everything's in Indy. St. Elmo's really gets people to come to Indy.
I do think that your best point is, why is there an NIT anymore?
Right.
I mean,
There must be money to be made.
Peter, you know I'm not the biggest basketball fan in the world. I paid attention to the NIT like 30 years ago because it was basketball. They were playing for something, and it was always on the off days of the tournament, so it gave me something to watch.
But way back when, the NIT was just as important as the NCAA.
Well, yeah.
Now it's not even close. It's just not. So the Yankees are playing the Phillies right now.
Why not?
That's why we're a radio-only vehicle. And this, just a nice moment, Don. I know you'll scoff at this because you have a black heart.
Excuse me.
But Carlos Rodon started.
Rodon.
And pitched 5 2/3 no-hit innings. So he reached his pitch limit, and they're going to take him out of the game.
Okay.
And who comes to take him out of the game? Joe Torre. Who's visiting camp because Aaron Boone said, I'd love you. And actually, he's gotten into uniform. And to see number 6 amble out there. I always say Joe Torre walking to mound looks like he's leaning into the wind. That's just, I mean, it was just a really sweet moment.
I'm going to look this up. How do you look walking, by the way?
He looked like Joe Torre. And he's like 81 now. 82.
Why wouldn't I feel that?
Because you don't feel anything.
I go back with Joe.
I don't know why.
You don't feel anything.
That's you.
Anything that I bring up.
Are you just your transference? You're projecting.
Oh, yeah,
projecting.
That's what he's doing.
Well, I'm watching it right now. I'm going to see if I feel something. A little, you know, excitement. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you think for Rodon. But it's not Rodon. We know that.
It is Rodon.
It's not. Why did the great Paul Olden say Rodon?
When he pitched for the White Sox, I always check out everybody's name. It was Rodon. Rodon. When he came to the Yankees, I checked it out again, and they said, it's Rodon. So I don't know why Paul, your new buddy, says Rodon. I don't know why. Because I've asked Carlos, and his name is Rodon.
Well, that's all you need to know.
Right.
Well, then you need to pass that along to people. Because you got it from the horse's mouth.
I'm saying it on the Yes Network, which, by the way, today and tomorrow are celebrating its 22nd anniversary.
That's not a thing. I wonder. Congratulations.
What do you mean it's not a thing? So if your 22nd wedding anniversary is not a thing?
Jay's.
No, it's Jay's. I mean, to the rest of the world, it means nothing. Peter, if I tell you I'm celebrating my 22nd year on the air, you'd be like, oh, that's nice. If I tell you it's my 20th, you're like,
or 25th.
Or 25th, because it's ceremonial.
I got to tell you, though, this is a very nice moment with Tori. Now, what I'd like to know, Michael.
He's going
to
be 84 in July.
84?
Yeah, 84.
And he's still sharp as a tack. We had him at the anniversary show. He's fantastic. But I wonder here, after he did it, he has a cute little moment with Rodon.
Rodon.
And as he after he exits, he then sits there and talks to the infielders. I would love to know what he was kind of chatting up with them about.
I'll ask him.
Can you?
Is Volpe there? I'll ask Volpe when I see him.
Yeah, this... I see 95, 25, 11.
Yeah, Volpe, yeah. And 25 is Torres. I'll ask both of them.
Ask Labor Day what he had to say.
Okay.
That's a cool moment, man. That's dope. That's one of the things. Baseball's so weird that they put the old-timers in uniform, but it makes for a cool moment. It does make that moment cool.
I recommend anybody going down to spring training. That was fun last week.
I said the day you were off, I think you want a piece of the Yankee gig because you liked it. You felt good about it. If you wanted to be one of the backup play-by-play guys. Because, you know.
I wouldn't say no.
Because Rucco can only do games where he's got so much work now at ESPN. There's a limited amount of games. You'd love to have some.
By the way, when we suggest things, no one cares. But a Peter Don Yankee.
Well, how do you get
preseason
it?
Game?
But we did.
No,
that.
I'm talking about regular season.
Oh.
How did Flip feel that I did?
Not good.
Oh, he's lying.
But I don't know. He said it, so we're gonna go with it.
You have to go with what he says.
Got a critique, and in this business, when you don't hear, that means you did a good job. You did a bad job. I did a few innings. I think I'm qualified to at least give an exhibition game a try. I would love
to
do it.
Of course you're qualified.
But I believe that every year, at least one day, this show should go down to New York, to Florida, for both the Mets and the Yankees, just because you get to talk. Here's the difference. You go into the clubhouse in Yankee Stadium during the season, these guys aren't as approachable, but I found I was able to talk to Boone, I went up to Volpe, like everybody's just really just willing to
judge,
talk.
Though. You didn't get any
and
judge
have a conversation.
Time.
He wasn't there because he wasn't playing.
That's right.
But if he, from what I understand, Michael can correct me if I'm wrong, that he'd probably be a lot more approachable last Wednesday than he'll be, you know, 2 weeks from now. At the stadium, so I think it's something that we should do.
Michael, I want to say something right now. It makes me sick that I had to see Joe Torre wear that Star Insurance logo. I'm sick to my stomach. That's not a Yankee uniform.
Now,
it's
this?
A billboard.
Who is this that you're doing?
I don't know.
While
we're in the middle of it,
it hurt my throat.
Let me give you a quick pinstripe report.
Why not?
Brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. While on Yes, Aaron Boone in his fourth inning spot said that Judge should return to the starting lineup Wednesday night. Remember, it was going to be Friday, then it was going to be Sunday. Mm. Now it's Wednesday. As for DJ LeMahieu, he's going to miss some days while recovering from a bruise on his right foot, foul ball. He has been seen by a foot specialist, and Boone said all tests have shown no fracture. So there you have it. And then Joe Torre took out Carlos Rodon.
Anthony just made a joke in my ear, but I'm so lost on that subject, I don't even get the joke. He's lost. He's with Kate Middleton. What the hell is going on with Kate Middleton?
Nobody knows.
What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
Just like Judge,
where she
nobody
is.
Knows.
What do you mean they don't know where she is?
She has not been seen. She had a medical issue. She had some kind of a surgery. And now the picture that took looked like it was doctored. Also, she wasn't wearing an engagement ring. You want to know? I've studied on the Royals.
I can tell. So
the
you first, wanted an answer. You got one.
So the first thing
nobody
I
knows
saw,
where she is.
But the first thing I saw that was not interesting to me was just like, oh, there's a doctored photo. Were they alleging at that point she might be gone?
Nobody knows what. Nobody. There are so many wild things out there right now. Nobody knows what happened to her. They say she will reemerge on Easter Sunday. But we'll see. And there's a lot of rumors that William might have cheated and that the marriage might be kaput.
Why is that a thing? Is there anything to that?
Well, I don't know.
Just because?
Well, I mean, his daddy cheated. I think it runs in the family.
Really? So that's it. We don't know where she is, and she'll reemerge on Sunday, they're saying.
Well, they keep promising it, but nobody... It's the cause celeb in England. They don't know what's happened. She's disappeared off the face of the earth. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. William visited her the first day, never went back to the hospital again. They never saw her leave the hospital. Then they had a blurry picture of her in a car, and it didn't look like her face at all.
I bet I know what's going on here.
What do you think?
I think it's maybe like some sort of rehab.
No. Not Kate.
You think she's better than rehab?
Yeah.
She's not better than rehab. No one's better than rehab. Okay. By the way, you think it's easy to be involved in that world? You don't think you want to have a drink done every once in a while? Stuck in the middle of the weirdo land that she's in? It's the craziest.
She chose to be in the weirdo land.
I get it, but you don't know what you're stepping into. Trust me. I was talking to Meghan Markle just the other day.
Well, that's a Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Why don't you stop yapping your lips and tell us about FanDuel?
All right, I'm happy to do that. From upsets to buzzer beaters, nothing compares to college basketball in March.
Nothing compares.
Seeing St. Peter's as the 15 seed, oh, come on. That when I saw them there, I go, that's a memory. That's a moment. It took me back. And, of course, I cherish every time Duke's been upset over the years. You know what? Let's go Catamounts. Let's get a Vermont win. FanDuel is giving everyone a no-sweat bet from now until March 20th. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel, already have an account, you get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win, all right? You can even use your no-sweat bet on a college basketball parlay. You know I have to go with the Vermont Catamounts to beat the Dukies. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you don't already have it by going to FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and over and physically present in New York. Refund issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5, unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Hey everyone, Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They did my bath, did a job, a hell of a job. I mean, Don loves his.
Getting outscored 98-7. Think about it. That's ridiculous. I'm coughing.
Oh, no. Is he all right, Peter?
10,
is he okay?
That would have
been it. See, that's how much he loves his Bathfitter bath. He got choked up, emotional about it. No demo, no mess. Bathfitter is a high-quality permanent solution. Lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathfitterDesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks look to keep their win streak going out west against Golden State with coverage starting at 9:30 right here on 98.7, although no OG Anunoby, a rest day. So they won the first two of the four-game West Coast swing. You win one more, either this one or the one against Denver, yeah. You had yourself a heck of a swing.
I know, and it's a bummer because, you know, OG makes everybody play on a completely different level, so that's a little worrisome. But
I think I read that when OG and Brunson are in the lineup together, they're 15-1. Not too bad.
Not bad at all.
That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Now let's get some phone calls. Talking about St. John's not going to the dance. Three teams from the Big East going to the dance. Andrew in Long Beach. Andrew.
Hey, fellas, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
My call. Doing well. But I would be doing a little better if St. John's had gotten the call to the dance.
All of us would have been.
Obviously, no doubt. And obviously, you know, it's a tough break. I think they really had a strong case to make the field of 68. But with that being said, this was a season that was a major step in the right direction. The program is still doing well. Rick Pitino's a phenomenal coach. I think he's going to be very calculated with who he brings in via the transfer portal this year. And as a St. John's fan, I've never been so excited about the future of this program. And let's go, Johnny, still. We're going to fight.
Well, here's the thing that worries me. I believe that Rick is better when he can keep players there for a while. So I don't know how many players that are going to be left. They got to fill seven spots. So how many players are going to stay or if they'll transfer? And then again, he's going to start anew. And before his style kicks in late in the season, you're going to lose games that might cost you the NCAA tournament bid. So I just don't know if the way the world of college basketball is right now, if it's built for a guy like Rick Pitino, whose strength is to teach people to learn how to play basketball over a number of years, not over 1 or 2 years. So we'll see if he adjusts to it. We'll see. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
JoJo.
Good. So, Michael, here's what I want to tell you about Aaron Boone, right, about his ejection and stuff. And this might sound the most ironic thing ever. But to be honest with you, and I'm a Yankees fan, and I'm not one of those spoiled Yankee fans, but I wanted to tell you that I do find it amusing when he does get ejected. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just love it when he comes out of nowhere and just turns into like a mini Mickey Mouse and just like points his finger in like the faces of empires to indicate, yep, like, hey, you know, that's not right. Get your stuff together. You know, I just find that to be very amusing. It just shows like the fire in his belly a little bit. Just shows you like, you know what, this is a guy that stands up for his players, and this is a guy who doesn't really care about, you know, about anything. It's just like, listen, like, this is what it's all about. This is the Yankees, you know, 2024 season in play here, you know?
Yeah, but there's one. Listen, I understand what you're saying, and George Steinbrenner used to love his managers to get thrown out. You know, he would go Lou Piniella to go get thrown out. He didn't have to go with Billy Martin. Billy Martin got thrown out. Joe Torre was not that guy. I think, as much as it shows fire, constantly riding the umpires does not benefit the New York Yankees. It doesn't. Anytime that if you have to, you know, you're looking for the benefit of the doubt, you're not getting it. So every umpire knows that Aaron's going to be chirping, come out, embarrass them when he gets right. thrown out. I just don't think it plays in today's world. I'd like to see it every now and then, but I think he has right. to cut down on the complaints because I think the umpires hold it against him.
Well, there's that, and then if you're using it to fire up your team, Michael, eventually you're just going to run out of gas with that. People are going to just see through that. There could be some times where, all right, we're in the middle of a five-game losing streak, got to fire these guys up. You can't keep going to that well. Eventually, it's just going to wear itself out. He's going to wear himself out. But your first point's the best one, is that do you really want to be that guy and then not get the benefit of the calls?
Yeah, I could see. I remember when Billy was manager, it was a big story I wrote for the New York Post. I went to his office. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I walked out in the parking lot. I saw that his car was still there. So I went back, and I said, what's up? He said, I'm thinking about resigning. And I said, why? He said, because the umpires are holding my history against my team. He goes, we're not getting any calls. Every 50-50 call we're losing, I'm hurting the team more than helping them. That was Billy Martin, who loved a good ejection. But I think Aaron gets thrown out too much. And not only just thrown out, every call is protested from the bench. Every one. And you know how I feel about Aaron, but I just think that that does play against him.
Well, isn't it like anything about picking battles?
I guess.
Like at a certain point, it just becomes noise if you do it all the time.
Let's go to Griffin in Connecticut.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I have a question I want to know if you guys could ask Dan Hurley. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the St. John's thing. And I thought they were in. I thought they were going to get in. I thought they should deserve to go get in. But I think what happened is North Carolina State going on that magical run in the ACC, Oregon doing what they did, there was more bid stealers than there normally have been before. So those teams on the bubble, it was hard for them. So I feel like that's what hurt St. John's. If it was a normal year where we didn't have these many bid stealers, I think St. John's would have been in.
I agree. I think we all agree on that.
Again, there might have been three or four bid stealers, so it does concern me, though, that they were not listed as the first four out. They were listed as the second four, so they weren't even close.
I know.
Well, but you have bid stealers plus notable losses by your big wins.
And you know who didn't make it? Larry Blurd.
No.
Indiana State just missed.
I wanted him in there.
They were one of the first four out.
Speaking of the tournament, though, Griffin, are you excited about you being the number one seed in the Nether region?
Did you hear this?
It's nice. You don't want. I heard it before when I was watching the game. I had you guys on when I was watching the Big East game. I had you guys on the ESPN app because
Love it. It's perfect.
If you use the ESPN app, you can get everything.
So true.
All right, what's your question to Hurley? Go ahead, program the show.
No, I'm just saying I've heard Dan Hurley. They've talked, a lot of people have talked to Dan Hurley, and they've talked about everybody on this team, but they've never talked about Tristan Newton, who is a point guard on this team. I want to know what he thinks Tristan Newton's impact is on this team, because I think he's one of the biggest pieces for our team, but they don't talk about him ever. They talk about Klingon, they talk about Caravan, they talk about Spencer, but I never heard anybody ever mention that. So I wanted to know if you guys could pass it on and ask him that.
If the interview certainly slants that way, we will ask about Fig and see exactly what he thinks. 1-800-919-3776.
Also, I shouldn't forget that Griffin's in the Flub region, too. A dangerous 12 seed.
He has weapons, LeGord.
Yeah, that's
LeGord, I'm telling you.
Juxtaposed the L and the G, right?
That's right.
And Galore.
Instead of Galore, said LeGord. And that 12 seed is up against this.
Eric in Hopatcong. What's up, Eric?
Hopatcong, why we struggle?
I think LeGord could go on a run there.
This could go on a run next year.
I had the steak Fritz.
Fritz.
I don't know. I'm going to call it a Fritz. Why not?
It's not Fritz. It's not a German
dish. In fact, it's not even, you don't even pronounce the plural of it.
Steak frites.
It's just steak frites. There's not even an
S. Wanted a steak. That was the only steak they had.
You know, I want you to go to...
love him. I really do.
And you know what's unfortunate?
What's that?
He's never going to Paris to have a steak frites.
No.
It's not happening.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't care for it.
Why? What was wrong with
the frites? Was
a bad one?
Did it with the good fries with it at least?
Yes.
Okay. Fries were good.
And they had a nice sauce. The steak wasn't good.
I felt it was a little, what's the word?
Leathery?
Yeah. Just a,
well, you order well done, don't you?
No, I ordered a medium well.
Well, don't go well. Just go medium.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Don't try to food explain people. Oh, you of all people.
There's only one food I know, and it's steak. I eat steak. That's good.
And you said you go medium rare?
Medium.
Let's go medium rare then. If you're going to be that guy, you got to be the guy.
The more you go up, the more the chef is sick to his stomach.
But that's why. But what they want to hear is rare or medium rare. That's what they don't want to cook it. They want you to just stick your head right up the udder and take a bite.
Really? Wow. Let's go to Chris in the car. Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's up?
I wanted to show a little love to St. Peter's, sadly the only Jersey team that got in, especially their coach, Bashir Mason. He was a guy that was at Wagner 2 years ago, and then obviously St. Peter's went on their run. And last year they finished last in the MAC. This year they end up winning it again. It's just a remarkable turnaround for a program that really needs it. My dad's been teaching there like 143 years. And this was a university that was on the verge of closing before the Elite Eight run. So I just think it's really cool to see their success twice in 3 years. Hopefully the coach stays for a little bit so he can build something more.
Well, let's give a little love to Wagner too, Chris.
Yeah.
They're in.
Yeah, Wagner made it as well.
Yeah.
And I thought they did a classy thing too, because they actually – shouted out Coach Mason in their tweet, so no bitter feelings for him taking a different job either. So just really happy for both of those teams, but especially I got the personal angle with St. Peter's. Twice in 3 years for a program and a school that was really down.
You know what always worries me, Chris? And maybe you'll, I mean, Shaheen Holloway has that great run with St. Pete, and they shock everybody in the answer a bit. Then he leaves. Mm-hmm. When a school like St. Peter's has a coach that everybody, well, he's pretty good. They leave. They grab them.
It's one of the many things that leads to me. I have to admit it, guys. I've never cared less. I hate it. I feel bad. This was my favorite thing in sports my entire life. This and World Cup were my two favorite things. And I'm at a point now, guys, where like maybe I'll fill out a bracket, maybe I won't. That's just that. Now, of course, my team being horrible adds to it. But I will say, every time there's a story you care about in college sports, it's so unbelievably fleeting. It used to be fleeting with the players. It's now constantly fleeting with the coaches too. There's just nothing to hold on to.
But you know, if you're a St. Peter's, that your coach is going to probably use your school to get a better situation. I think you kind of know that when you hire him.
That doesn't
right?
make it fun, though.
No, it doesn't make it fun. Well, that's
certainly it's for fans.
But like, I think it lends to what you're saying. Guys leave early. Coaches don't stay long. I mean, there was a period of time when I was younger where you filled out your bracket. You had knowledge just based on what's happened over the last few years. There were schools that were trending towards a certain direction. But with these guys transferring, going to the NBA early, coaches leaving, it's
I mean, be
it's
honest, really you hard. Guys, you guys aren't less into it now than you were 15 years ago?
I'm much less.
Way much less.
And I love the tournament. So, I used to cover it.
I'm just curious when people call us today whether you feel the same way. Because sometimes I think it's just that I'm older. I'm 44 now. I'm not 29.
Well, you know what it is? I'm going to help you out. Let me be your better health here.
Better help.
Well, whatever.
No, whatever. Thing.
Better help.
That's right. Promo code Peter.
There is no continuity. The players change every year.
I just said that.
No. You said the coaches change.
I said both. I said you were used to it.
But it's worse than it's ever been.
That's what I just said. You just pulled a meat, didn't you?
Let me
check out.
Let me help you out. Let me help you out.
What?
The best way to move forward is just say, Peter, I agree. He left you no way to expand on it. He really thoroughly covered it.
I said the players go, but now the coaches go. So there's no...
But the coaches always went. That's nonsense.
Peter, no, but it's...
I agree.
Thanks, son.
But the one thing, players used to leave early. You know, it started to lose me when they could leave after 1 year.
Yes.
Okay? And now it's losing me. It becomes a bacchanal. Everybody in a team is eligible to transfer and get money from another school.
Right, so there's never...
There's no allegiance whatsoever. You are literally rooting for laundry.
Yeah, it's just...
And if you didn't go to a school, what are you rooting for?
So, like, listen, here are the people who still... My guess is... The people who will call up and tell us it's the exact same, they love it as much as ever, are Duke fans, Kentucky fans, North Carolina fans, Connecticut fans. If you're a fan of any team that's kind of below that top ilk, it's just not the same. I'm sorry.
You know what? Also, if you're a fan of somebody that's not in the top ilk, it's not the same. I'm sorry.
Wait, I feel like I just said that.
This portion of the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Love these people. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Speaking of, jump into spring at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on CE and GLC class vehicles. American Express card holders can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
I want to go inside the numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper. You know, talk about the Knicks tonight against the Warriors. The Knicks have allowed 83.2 points per game in their last five games. That's the fewest points per game allowed over a five-game span by any team since the Grizzlies in 2016, and the fewest allowed by the Knicks over a five-game span since 2004. That's Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients create a winning game plan. To transform knowledge into action for your business, check out Eisner Amper Solutions Insight Resources at EisnerAmper.com/solutions. 1-800-919-3776. That's the number. The Yankees have defeated the Phillies 4-3 at Legends, or formerly Legends Field, now Steinbrenner Field. And Yes will join us momentarily. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Will in the Bronx. Will.
Hello?
Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. I'll make it short and sweet, man. I just want to thank you guys, man. This is the past 2 weeks have been the toughest time of my life, man. I'm 34 years old. 2 weeks ago, I lost my dad suddenly. He was my best friend. I was his only son. I'm named after him. And these past 2 weeks have been really the toughest time in my life. And the show has done wonders for me mentally, man. It's helped me out so much to basically get through this period, take my mind off my current reality. Mike and Don, I'm not sure how old you guys were when your dad's passed, but it's been really hard for me, man. Thankfully, my mom is still here for me. Pete, I want to thank you personally, too, man. I listen to all your podcasts, everything. I'm a Patreon member. If I could thank you in person somehow, I would, man. But you guys, all your episodes, Pete, everything you do, man, it's been a lot for me, man. So I really thank you guys, and I appreciate you.
How old are you, Will?
I'm 34.
Yeah, I lost my dad when I was 26. Yeah, how old were you?
I was 29.
You know what? It's never easy, Will. So what you're feeling is not unusual. And you know what? Let those feelings happen. Because, you know, losing your dad, man, that's losing part of your soul. And if we help you get through it just a little bit, then that's pretty neat. Yeah. And we're proud that we can do that. So hang in there, sure, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man.
You got it. It's awful. And no matter what age it is, age, you feel it forever.
Hold on. I got a sneeze coming. But 34, I guess you could consider, you know, it's 5 years more than I had and almost 9 years more than you.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Welcome. But still, yes, they've joined us.
That's, it's never easy, but just be thankful for the time that you had. I mean, I look at it, my dad died at 59. That's awful young. But I was 29, so I got a decent amount of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
He got to see a little bit of my career, got to see me graduate college and all that, but would it be great for him to still be around now to see what I've become, to see me have grandchildren and your dad see you become the Yankee announcer and have grandkids, get married? Like, so those are the things that it's never easy, never easy.
No, it's not. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Ken?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ken.
Coming from that, now I have a lost parent as well. It's tough, but in a different note, NIT is garbage. And by the way, as a Yankee fan, having Joe Torre be able to walk out and do that just makes you proud overall. Like, there's not many franchises that can actually like hang their hat on a manager that has that many accolades that we can still do that.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. And, you know, one thing that I even mentioned that made it even better, standing there with the biggest grin on his face was Anthony Volpe, who grew up watching the Yankees and Joe Torre was the manager.
Right.
And, you know, now he's standing at the mound as Joe Torre takes out Carlos Rodon. I just think it's like the thread through the fabric of the Yankees. And they do that very well with their, you know, their former players. And in this case, Torre. So when Torre left, it wasn't all wine and roses. But the fact that that's all good now, they retired his number, I think it's wonderful to have him back.
But, and also the appreciation of how fast time goes. I mean, think about it. His last year was, what, 07?
Because Girardi's first year, they missed the playoffs in 08.
So, Michael, it's 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, so you could be a 20-year-old Yankee fan and have no recollection of Joe Torre as the manager of the team. Now, you've heard the stories, and you know he was the manager of the team, but you didn't get a chance to appreciate. You were three the last time
and
he was the manager of the team.
Was five.
Right, and you've seen Girardi, and you've seen now this is year seven of Aaron Boone. And it's great that, you know, Joe is still with us. He's still spry enough to go out there and walk onto the mound and all that. Appreciate that. Giants still with Tom Coughlin because he's getting up there too, and appreciate that. Bill Parcells, who's also around, I believe, Torre's age now. So we've been very fortunate to have great head coaches and managers that are still with us that the fans can appreciate, even though they didn't see them when they were active.
Let's go to Bill in Breezy Point. Bill.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. Mike, this is a question for you. In 03, Soriano was going for the 40-40, and Torre left him in at the end of the season to get that 40th home run, and he changed his swing into an uppercut, and in the playoffs, his swing was all screwed up, and he was useless for us. And I remember that being one of the few times that Torre didn't rest a player, and he let him go for personal glory rather than team. I was wondering what your memories of that was.
I think, Jabil, that's so far off base. I mean, he's supposed to not let the guy go for his 40th home run and be a 40-40 guy? Was it Joe Torre's fault that he was trying to jack home runs out?
Well, it screwed him up for the playoffs.
All that, you know what? That's on Soriano. Because if they didn't let him play, it would have screwed him up and his relationship with Torre for years to come. If you're a manager, you have to realize what's important to players. I mean, talk about reach.
Wow.
You're going to rip Joe Torre for letting a guy. Imagine Aaron Boone says to Aaron Judge, you know what? I don't want you to go for the 60. I want you to get ready for the playoffs.
No, and imagine what fans would say, too. It's oh damned if you do. People are like, really? I don't get to see him play? They're trying to rest him?
Goodness.
I want to see him get a record. 40-40 was...
That's not happy 40, unless you're complaining.
40-40 used to be a thing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little
you want to
back
take the day?
My heels right now.
You want
now.
To take the day?
I don't want to take the day. I want to take a moment. Can I take a moment?
I think this is the perfect time.
How about 2 or 3 minutes?
Take 2 or 3 minutes. Don, why don't you get us through it with a BetMGM read?
Discover BetMGM, the sporting bet app that New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer beater action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March Madness to the next level with a lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping for every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March Madness like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.